I was in a shopping mall recently, it happens from time to time, and I passed that corridor, the pale one that you see as you pass in most shopping malls where the toilets are. And on the notice it said, men's toilets, women's toilets, disabled toilet. And I thought, what's a disabled toilet? Normally we think of adjectives like disabled as having a compositional meaning. A red car is a car which is red. A tall building is a building that is tall. But in this case, the disabled toilet wasn't a toilet which was disabled. I didn't expect to walk down that corridor and find one of those large red stop signs on the door of the toilet suggesting that it was no longer working. Instead, another thought occurred to me. Sometimes, instead of having an adjective in front of a noun, you can have a noun in front of a noun. For example, a London building. A London building isn't a building which is London, it's a building which perhaps is in London. Here the situation isn't as clear. A Frank Lloyd Wright house is not the house of Frank Lloyd Wright, but a house designed by the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. What if, instead of putting disabled toilet on the notice, they had put handicapped toilet? Well, that would have been clear. It clearly couldn't have been a toilet which was handicapped. In this case, because it said men's toilets, women's toilets, disabled toilet, I presumed that it was a toilet for the disabled. That's a reasonable presumption. And therefore that disabled wasn't an adjective, as you'd expect, but it was a toilet for the disabled, and disabled had become a noun. And therefore the nice clear compositional meaning wasn't the same as it would have been if we'd had an adjective in front of toilet. The variety of ways in which you can understand the sequence of a noun followed by another noun is rather like the variety of the possessive which we saw with men's toilets and women's toilets. Is this a toilet belonging to men? Well, no, it's for men rather than belonging to them. The women's toilets are toilets for women rather than toilets which they possess. So compositionality, which is the essential way we have suggested you can predict the meaning of the whole from the meaning of the parts, is not always as clear-cut as all that. And the case of disabled toilet shows quite clearly that we need to take the context into account, even in cases where things appear relatively compositional.